What if your personal or business brand was so focused and so on target that it was easy for everyone in your organization to understand? What if you connected with your clients on an emotional level so deeply that they never forgot you? This is what the most successful brands in the world do. It's not about ad budgets. It's about developing a consistent brand, no matter the industry, location, or size of the company. Discover your brand and create an amazing, foolproof marketing strategy. This is the Brand Archetypes Podcast, hosted by Kevin Scarrett and Amy Zander, owners of BrandArchetypes.com. Join them on a journey to discover your most powerful, true brand.
Welcome back to the Brand Archetypes Podcast, everyone.
This is Kevin Scarrett, and I am with Amy Zander. How are you today, Amy?
I am doing pretty good today. Kevin, how about you?
Good. Are you getting ready for Turkey Day? It is upon us in 2 days.
Yes, I am. We are just staying at home, just the four of us. We're not going anywhere, having anyone in. But I am reminded of the days back when we used to run the hunting lodge and I would make Thanksgiving dinner for like 30, 40 people. So.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. That's a lot. It was fun. I mean, it was a lot of potatoes. Sometimes it's easier to make food in large quantities. But yeah, and with Anna being a pescatarian, I'm just going to do a chicken and then we're doing salmon. So it'll be good.
No tofurkey or
no
tofu to beef.
You know, she's not, none of us are really a fan of tofu. Like, yeah. I wish I liked it more, but I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah.
But.
So we're going to have my stepsons to the house. They're not allowed to enter the house and it's too cold to have anything outside. So we have a huge 3-bay garage, and so we're going to socially distance and all wear masks. And we're going to set up the tables like 7-8 feet apart, and everybody gets to sit at their own table. so having Thanksgiving in the garage.
So there's no like true kids table then, where everybody has their own kids table.
Everybody's at the kids table. Nice. That's right. Cool. Yeah.
Well, it's fitting because we're talking about giving thanks for a brand strategy today.
That's right. So my concern as we started thinking about this topic is we know, because we've seen it for so many years, that there's got a lot of companies who are going to knee-jerk marketing campaigns this time of year. So it's going to revolve around the holidays. They're going to send out a campaign that gives thanks to their customers, and they're going to give some kind of special for, Black Friday, and all that stuff. We will be seeing it tons and tons and tons this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing inherently wrong with this approach, I don't think. But I think that there's just way too much effort for these big pushes of marketing this time of the year. And they disregard or they discount or they completely ignore a brand strategy with all of this marketing. So let's kind of talk about that today. So we see this year after year after year. The companies gear up for these massive holiday pushes, and then they fall down on the brand. So what can we do about that? So the big question really is how can we all launch seasonal marketing campaigns and still stay within brand? That's the question, right?
That's a really good question. Well, how about if we simply do a breakdown of the kinds of campaigns a company might do this time of year and then talk about the do's and don'ts and the what to avoids, I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
So the first thing you kind of mentioned was customer outreach. So lots of companies will reach out to their customers via direct mail, email, social media marketing, that kind of thing to give them, to give them thanks for their patronage, for being customers and that kind of thing. This simple thank you message will definitely come across as motherly or neighborly or maybe innocent. But instead, simply be sure to write your message with the proper archetype supporting it.
And so let's just be sure to mention here, if you don't have an archetype, super easy, you can go to brandarchetypes.com and fill out the questionnaire. And the answers that will be given back to you are the 12 basic archetypes in order based on your answers. It's not going to give you immediately what archetype you should be. That's a whole nother process. But it definitely gives you an idea and kind of points you in the right direction of what you're thinking. So, Amy, you're saying that once a person gets the archetype, then focus on that and not just have your motherly kind of thank you message go out.
Yeah, absolutely. Because in all things, whether it's Black Friday week, Christmas, or, you know, the middle of June, you want to stay on brand always, right? So, yeah. So if you are the mother or the neighbor or the innocent archetype and you want to reach out and thank your loyal fans and things like that, you don't have to do too much in the order of a new brand strategy, because that's pretty much on brand for you anyway.
In the pocket, yeah.
Yeah, right. But if you are, like, say, I don't know, like the artist archetype, you want to pick something super creative visually, use artist-like words from your word bank, which is another thing that we have. We have word banks for each archetype that give you pages of, you know, words and phrases and things like that that resonate with that particular archetype. Mm-hmm. Let's see, if you were the explorer archetype, you could write copy that makes your customers really, really know how special they are to you. That's one side of the explorer, is just being really, really special. Mm-hmm. Outlaw, let's see, one of my favorites, have a message like, thanks for supporting us in our fight against the status quo, or thanks for being our wingman, or thanks for standing by us while we, I don't know, do things differently, something like that. That was off the cuff, right. but just, you keep your message on brand.
Yeah. So you're giving thanks, but it's, you know, you're doing, being thankful for outlaw, rebellious kind of things,
per
your brand. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And then of course, tending to the emotional connection in your copy, which is at the heart of all archetypes. That's an easy step to take with any marketing campaign. But this is just a gentle reminder for you not to go astray of that powerful brand that you're cultivating, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I would imagine that the same kind of thing would apply if you, instead of you, because you just covered direct outreach, what if we gave away some thing, like whether it's a white paper, a special report,
a freebie,
some kind of a freebie, right, a low end product,
right?
You know, so that's, we see a lot of people doing that kind of thing. So one benefit is that you might already have something to give away, you know, so that's a good thing. So your production, your queuing this product or this giveaway into your marketing funnel is usually not a difficult step. But if you don't, then it is also definitely beneficial for you to consider developing this from scratch, because once you have something like this, you can build it into your marketing funnel every 6 months or so. You can, you know, reintroduce this freebie, right? Another benefit of having these pieces already developed is that it's already likely formatted and created within your brand strategy. So if you already have this white paper, you don't have to manipulate it to get it within your brand strategy. You already started it with it that way. You know, so there's no extra effort there. So let's do what you did. Let's go through a couple example archetypes. So let's say you are doing a giveaway and you're an outlaw. Yep. Just like you are, Amy. How about giving away something that is innovative or completely breaks the status quo of how things are done normally or by the usual one of your competitors, right? So being very outlaw-ish in the way that you present this awesome freebie product, right? Neighbors or regular guys, they're going to give away something that's helpful or it's worthy of their appreciation of you, right? Artists are going to give away something that's super creative or super fresh visually, right? Magicians, they're going to give away things that feel like they're changing people's lives, right? So putting thought into the kinds of things that you're giving away, making sure that they are presented within brand using the visuals and the words, and to make sure that the concept of your marketing campaign is within brand. So, you know, we could keep going through the other other archetypes, but you get the idea, right?
Yeah, I always had the idea, like, if we ever get to do trade shows or, you know, marketing summits or things like that again, that I always thought a really cool giveaway for brand archetypes would be magnifying glasses. But not like cheap plasticky ones that you would find in like a kid's dentist treasure chest, but like but like a real one, like brass or like a substantial one, because you're like discover your brand archetype with this magnifying glass, right? Like I always thought that would be really cool because it's on brand, it's part of the explorer, it's discovering something, and you know,
as it has a high end feel to it.
Yeah, exactly. So that I always thought that would be a cool giveaway for us. So something to keep in your back pocket.
Huh. Well, we can start the process, but you can get me one for Christmas.
Huh? All right, a real steampunky one.
Ooh, awesome. Yeah, okay.
There you go. So, and of course, like, you know, this is the whole season of Thanksgiving. So promoting your clients, nothing says thank you quite as much as going out of your way to promote your customers' businesses, assuming you're a B2B business, or just also if you can uplift your community, other people in your community is really good. Other businesses is an awesome way to give thanks. And you can do this on your blog and on your social media. Give shout outs to other people. You don't always have to be promoting your own business, right? Mm-hmm. Give them a little boost in their traffic and brand awareness. It goes a long way in the whole feels good category community. And everything right now is really about shopping local, promoting local. I know that like here in Lansing, the Chamber has some really cool things going on, some contests and things to how many local shops you can shop at and things like that. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. Especially in these kind of trying times of businesses, you know, so many small businesses are right on the edge, if not have already gone under.
Restaurants,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, restaurants especially. I know. And so we need to help each other, promote each other, and, you know, push each other. But, you know, doing that in a very brand-oriented way and doing it, you know, that's within your archetype and within your pocket of marketing, that's always a good thing. So good stuff there. I think that the next topic would be tapping into current events. You know, so there's a lot, lots and lots and lots going on. There's the concept of newsjacking that we've talked about in the past, where as some news event unfolds, you can tap directly into that. But, you know, with the pandemic and with all the politics and stuff going on, there's plenty of newsworthy stuff that you can connect your marketing together. So let's you know, here we are talking about people getting together for Thanksgiving. And if you're concerned about your customers gathering together in large group, you know, show them an alternative approach. You know, you could have a marketing campaign showing your customers using your product or service while they're talking to their family on a Zoom meeting, right? You're conveying that intelligent approach to staying socially distanced, and you're associating yourself with those ideas, right? Staying safe, that as a concept could be the focus for the campaign. You know, you could, you know, show those visuals of immediate families getting together and, you know, not having big crowds. There's a lot in the world for us all to be thankful for, I think. And, you know, so for example, let's say, if you're an outlaw or a jester, you know, you could have customers who are overjoyed that they don't have to try. I mean, I think this is an undertapped marketing campaign. You know, we all talk about avoiding the big crowds and avoiding the big get togethers. I'm not 100% sure that I want to be in attendance at Weird Uncle Stan's place or to endure another round of Aunt Martha's Mexican pasta surprise.
Oh, man. Yeah, yes. I mean, yeah, when we had to make the tough call to just cancel Thanksgiving we were going to host and not have our parents and stuff over, it was hard to make that decision. But then I was like, mm-hmm. Wow, but then it's like, I don't... You know, it's family, so they're not too much expectation, but still, I mean, it was less I had to do, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to just having a day of chilling out and,
right.
You know, not having to drive or make a big meal. So, I mean, yeah, and I do live in a house with some introverts, so they're always happy when plans get canceled. Yeah. That's like their favorite thing ever. So,
yeah, yeah. I would. I'm kind of that person where I'm an extrovert, but I totally appreciate the downtime.
Yeah.
And I was really kind of looking forward to the downtime, but we're having the kids here. But the extra effort an enormous amount of extra effort that we're putting in to make this happen.
To keep it safe, yeah.
Is just, it's a big thick layer on top of what was already a pretty big mess of the holiday get together.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what other ideas do we have?
Well, there's always discount pricing, right? For the holidays, that's a big thing. Black Friday discounts, things like that. People will save up for those times of year to get the good deals. So this includes like promos, across the board price cuts, discounts on specific products and services. And like we said earlier, the discount is the thanks, you know, thanks for being great customers. Mm-hmm. Here's a price cut. But how you write your copy and the concept of your overall campaign needs to be archetype based and within brand, always within brand. Right. So lots of fun stuff that you can do there.
Yeah. So I guess with all of these ideas that we're kind of throwing out, it's pretty easy to sense that our overall message for the holiday season is don't just whip out a ton of ads and campaigns just because you do it each year and just because your competitors do it each year. It really takes some thoughtful planning and being really creative in how you do this stuff. It'll take extra mental energy, but staying on brand is super important for your brand's part, you know, their continual growth of your brand. It's not just about selling more stuff. It's about growing your brand, reinforcing it, making it more powerful, because in the long run, that's what actually sells. It's not the quick hit 10% discount that you're sending out right now. It's the fact that people are connecting with you. They appreciate the 10% for sure, but getting people to connect with you by staying true and powerful with your brand is really the message that we're trying to convey here. Right. So avoid brand mistakes.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of noise out there right now. I mean, there's just so much stuff being pushed on social media and ads and TV and radio and things like that, that like if you want to stand out, the best way to do that is to be super loyal to your archetype and your brand and not go off brand, which in a lot of ways just makes your marketing easier. There's only one thing you really got to concentrate on, and that is this your archetype enough? Right.
So you're saying that it's possible to see too many Chia Pet commercials? Is that
Chia Pets? I haven't seen one of those yet this year. Oh my gosh, that's awesome! The favorite one I had was the guy with it's like his head of hair. I always like
that Chia head of hair.
Chia head. Oh my god, Chia Pets. Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, so let us know what your holiday specials are, how you are making them on brand and true to your archetype. We'd love to hear your ideas. Have any questions or things that you want to share with us, please call us, contact us. You can find us at brandarchetypes.com and on all the social media platforms at brandarchetypes.
What I would love to see is if someone listened to this and sometime in the next couple of weeks, you actually do create a marketing campaign of any type, whether it's a social media post or a series of tweets or whatever it is, put it together and send it to us. We'd love to see how you tackle the problem of holiday marketing and staying within your brand. That would be amazing to see that.
And absolutely.
We would be glad to post them up on our blog and everybody gets to share.
Yeah, for sure. And also how you're, and I'd like to hear too more about how you're supporting your other local businesses and lifting each other up in your community. That's always a good thing to do. I always like good ideas for doing those kinds of things too.
That's right. Okay. Well, Amy, you have a happy turkey day, even though it won't involve turkey. And we will do the same.
You as well. Yeah.
And we'll talk to you in a week and a half or so.
Sounds good.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Brand Archetypes Podcast. Are you ready to discover your company's archetype? Check out brandarchetypes.com, where you can download the book, find out about archetype-specific strategies, connect with us on social media, and sign up for our newsletter.